Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. This is WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship, and you're listening to the Refresh radio program. And my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to spend the next half hour with you. We're going to be in Romans chapter 8, and today we're going to begin reading in verse number 28. I'd like to say thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air. I don't know if you know this or not. It has been warm outside, and one of the ways that I know that is a couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege of going and playing golf with Pastor Dennis from Wyrick Air, and it was crazy hot out there. and as we were talking, he was describing a job that they had been doing. It was a big job. I don't know exactly, you know, where it was. I don't know what it entailed, but the third person of our group had been helping on that job, and they said, man, it was so hot out there, it really took it out of us. It was right around the 4th of July when we played. Actually, it was the 4th of July when we played, and he said it was so, that job was so hot. You see, when AC people are working on your air conditioner, that's because it's normally when it's hot. They're working in exactly the opposite conditions of the climate that everybody's looking to get resolved. And they've been doing that for decades and decades and decades. They said it was so hot out, they had been out in the heat so much that when they had an opportunity to just relax, they said, I don't want to go outside except for to play golf. And it was really hot that day too. So Wyrick Air, professional sales, service, and repairs for over 50 years. They work in residential and light commercial settings. They provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible and an affordable price. If you are looking for a godly air conditioning company that will bring biblical values, not just to the pulpit like Pastor Dennis does, but also to their business practices, Wyrick Air may be just the place that you are looking for. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout Brevard County. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. The license number is CAC182-1309. And we bless them and we thank them for being friends of the Refresh radio program. So on yesterday's program, we had talked about one of the ministries of God, the Holy Spirit, that he is interceding for us, and he helps us in our areas of weaknesses, where we have natural limitations, where it may not be the strongest area of our life. And so I'm thankful that God is moved to help us and sets us up to succeed. And we also talked about he searches our hearts. But in verse number 28, Paul writes to the church at Rome, and he says, and we know. So before we get into the rest of the verse here, I want to ask you, what do you know about the Word of God? What do you know for a fact, and it is a non-negotiable? It is something you know, and no matter how many people want to try and discourage you or convince you otherwise, you know that you know that you know that you know. And so I want you to, as we read the rest of this sentence here, understand that Paul is not saying what he thinks. He is saying what he knows, not just from an intellectual aspect, but he knows it personally. It's not just a fact, it's an experience. And we know all things work together for good. I want you to realize that Paul knew those things in spite of all of the difficulties and the challenges that he had gone through. Read the book of Acts. Read all about his travels, his journeys. You can read his letters. You can read about the shipwrecks. You can read about his imprisonments. You can read about his beatings. You can read about his glorious messages, the people who have been transformed by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can read about him being thrown to wild beasts, stoned as, and they thought he was dead, only God raised him up. You can read about all sorts of different life experiences that Paul had, many of which we would describe as to be avoided at all cost. You can read about false accusations. You can read about people who wanted to kill him, and that he was incarcerated on numerous occasions. And while he was there, he was preaching the gospel to the guard that was there assigned to make sure he stayed a prisoner. We would call that a very undesirable condition. And Paul said, we know that all things work together for good. So one of the best examples that I ever heard about this passage was decades ago. And I heard T.D. Jakes use this. He said, if you offer me a stick of butter to eat, I'm probably not going to like that stick of butter. If you offer me a bowl of flour, I'm probably not going to like the bowl of flour. If you offer me sugar, just raw granulated sugar, I'm probably not going to like that. If you offer me a glass of milk, I probably like the glass of milk. If you offer me a cup of oil, I'm probably not going to like that. So all of those things, if you isolate them by themselves, they may be undesirable. He said, but if you mix all of that stuff up in a bowl and put it into an oven and you cook it for the set amount of time at the set temperature and it comes out a chocolate cake, he said, I'm really going to like that. And I want you to understand that not every individual act that comes up is going to have a response to us and say, boy, you know, that's exactly what I was looking for. But I can tell you, over the course of our journey with Christ, you're going to be able to look at the rearview mirror and say, oh, now I understand what God was doing. I was contacted when I was in another state. I was contacted by a company that I had worked for, and they said, we want to offer you less money, but we want you to come and manage a department store, shoe department for us in Melbourne, Florida. And I didn't even know where Melbourne, Florida was. But when I was praying about it, I said, God, you know, you've called me to be in the ministry, and you've opened the door for this shoe department or for this shoe job to be able to support my family financially. And so we believe this is the door that you're opening. My wife had been fasting and praying because I was driving 81 miles each way to work. And, cause the church we were working at was 81 miles away, from my shoe store that I managed. And so God, if you're moving us to Florida, we want you to know, we'll say yes, because we know that you've called us to minister. And we being in Florida had never entered our minds. And then a year and a half after we got here, the shoe company went out of business. It went out of business as my wife was expecting a baby. And very, very thankful for that baby. That baby has grown up, and you hear her voice at the beginning and the end of the radio program. But losing that job wasn't what I had on my agenda. And then the department store had promised me a job, and then right before the transition, they rescinded that offer and offered me something much less desirable. And it's like, you know, I don't think that is what God. There were a lot of difficult seasons that we've gone through, but when I look back over the course of my life, I can see, God, that was painful, but you were good. And you were using that uncomfortable moment, that uncomfortable season, to work things together for the good of the kingdom of God. Now, I want you to know that I believe that God wants us to experience the goodness of God in the land of the living. I do. But much more than the personal benefits that God may be working in my life, I want God to work my life to the goodness of God. So I want people to be saved. I want people to thrive in their relationship with God. I want them to be healed and filled with the Holy Spirit. I want the goodness of God. And so if there are some inconvenient moments, if there are some unpleasant individual ingredients, and I know that the end result, that individual ingredient, it's not the end result, it is just part of the process. That mindset can help you to avoid circumventing the process that God is working. So one of my first dates with my wife, it wasn't one of our first dates, but it was one of those first special dates. We were going to go out of town. It was a Memorial Day. We were going to a park. It was cold. It was rainy, and I was going to grill hamburgers, and we both love hamburgers. I mean, I like them, and I like charcoal hamburgers really, really well. And I went through all of the same routine that I'd seen my dad do, except for I must not have looked too much at the situation, because I cut the cooking process short. Didn't intend to, but I don't think either one of us ate those hamburgers in it. And I still remember that day, because if you take something out of the process before it's supposed to be taken out of the process, you're not going to get the same results. And I don't remember what we ate that day, but I don't think we ate those undercooked burgers, because they weren't good yet. They were still unprocessed. Well, here's the thing. We know that all things work together for good, but that's not the end of the story there. It says, to those who love God. When you have shifted your allegiance from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God, when you have said, God, I love you more than I love anything else in this world, all of a sudden, you find that the God who is for you is working all things together for the good. Okay? We know that all things work together for good to those who love God. God has been better to us than we deserve. God has been better to us than we could have ever been to ourselves. God has been better to us than the world has been better to us. God has been better to us than any government could be to us, than any amount of money could be to us. God works all things together for the good of those who love God. Works all things together for all things work together for good to those who love God. You cannot bypass that. It is an essential element to understanding this passage of Scripture. Along with that, it says that not only do they love God, but also they are those who are called according to His purpose. When it comes to the purpose of life, look around the people. If you're driving down the street, look around at them. You can see them. If you're in a shopping environment, you can see them there. If you're in a work environment, you can look around. Every person that you see, saved or unsaved at this point in time in their life, was created on purpose for a divine purpose. They are not there by accident. They may not know God yet, but God has a purpose for them, a holy purpose, a godly purpose. And so for us, the responsibility that we have is not just to love God. That's a great place to begin. But also, we are supposed to have responded to the call according to His purpose that He has for us. When you have found what God has called you to do, don't abandon that position. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be thoroughly enjoyable. All you got to do is look to Jesus. He was called to go to the cross. It didn't say that he looked to the joy of the cross. He looked to the joy that was on the other side of the cross. And so, you know, here in a few weeks, football season is going to begin. And there are high school teams, there are middle school teams, there are college teams, professional teams, rec leagues. And right now, there are people who are really looking forward to playing in the games that are going to take place here in about 6 or 7 weeks. But the joy of that right now is causing them to be in strength training, to practice in very intense heat, to study playbooks, to exercise their body, to strengthen their mind, to be disciplined in what they eat, find themselves in places and in circumstances that they wouldn't ordinarily put themselves in. In fact, there are a lot of players that may have played last year who decided, you know what, I can't put my body through that anymore. I think that God's purpose for that season of my life is done. And now they move on to another endeavor. If you can find that purpose, then you know then that God works all things together for good. I saw an article a little over a week ago, I believe it was, talked about this person, extremely famous, extremely successful, and extremely rich. And he made this statement. He said, I just can't find myself enjoying, and he's very, very young. You know, he's old enough to have retired from his sport, but he said, I have to wake up every morning with a purpose. And so, I want to ask you, what's your purpose? So I can tell you right now that there's a tremendous need in the body of Christ for people to pray. Okay. Want to put that out there. Don't want to minimize it. If you can't do anything else, if your physical body is broken down or your transportation situation is of such that you can't get out and or you can pray and you, if that's all you can do, I want to encourage you, make it your job. Say, I will call upon the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the churches. Pray for the radio programs. Pray for the lost. Pray for the sick. Pray for people to grow in their faith. Pray. There's a tremendous need for prayer. There's also a tremendous need for people to tell others about Jesus Christ. And so here's a personal confession for you. As a person who gets up almost every morning with an agenda, with a series of tasks that need to be done for such and such a day, I have a difficult time understanding the thought process of people who have all the time in the world on their hands and nothing to do with it. As busy as I am, my wife, who works a full-time job, she also applies herself as if she has a full-time ministry. And she's constantly doing things, planning things, studying things. So last Saturday, she had a women's brunch, and this coming Saturday we've got a men's breakfast, the first one we've had in a few months because of sickness, and we had a men's dinner at my house for Father's Day. So the first men's breakfast we've had. And so, in a while, she does all sorts of stuff. And I was like, you know what? And this is something I've had to be strategic about, because sometimes the purpose that God has for us, is that we rest our bodies and rest our spirits in Him. That's one of the reasons why we come to church. We come to church to experience that supernatural blessing of being in fellowship with other believers. And it's not just about the things that we can do at church, but about the purpose that He has for each one of us. I guarantee you that the day that God no longer has a purpose for you on this planet, it will be the day that you get summoned into His presence. And I will tell you this, death for a believer is not a defeat, it's a promotion. So I tell our church, you cannot threaten Christians with heaven. I don't know who originally said it. I heard it from my presbyter, the man who is I'm accountable to, one of the men that I'm accountable to. And I'd like, man, that's a great statement. Heaven is a certainty. It's a reward. But until that day, I want to be living in such a manner that I will fulfill the purpose that God has for me, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to as many people as possible, to my generation, to other generations. I want them to know not only the gospel of God, I want them to know the power of God. I want them to know that God is working all things together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. Okay? You may be going through something right now and it's extremely unpleasant. I can tell you, I've looked back on some pictures and through the years, and I've seen some seasons that we had in our life that were less than desirable from a housing situation, not great living conditions. One time my wife and I lived in a barn. It was an apartment that was attached to a barn, little bitty studio apartment. It was less than desirable. But I can tell you, after, you know, walking with God for decades and decades, I can tell you this, He leads us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And whatever He does, He works it together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Don't get frustrated. Embrace the process. Say, God, I don't know what the end's going to be, but I know this, it's going to be good. God bless you. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.